Good evening and welcome to tonight's broadcast of Sunday Night Live from Cornerstone Church in Wheeler, Texas, along the Kingdom Keys network of stations. God is on the move, hallelujah. God is on the move in many mighty ways. God is on the move, hallelujah. God is on the move today. Beginning in 1986, this program has been an outreach to the community with compelling Christian talk, Bible study, guests, and callers. And in the last days, we are here to remind you that God is on the move in your life and in your local community. I see a generation.
Anytime the gospel stirs a searching soul, and someone says, send me, here I go.
Your host for the program is Mark Meek. Your co-host is Natalie Thomas. Join us now for tonight's broadcast of Sunday Night Live.
Hello, y'all. We're ready to go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Natalie, you're there.
I'm here. And, man, I tell you what, that was a hot diggity dog kind of a song there. Now I'm just tapping my toe.
Is that one of your favorite songs?
Well, you know, it's actually not one of my favorite songs. I do really like it. Well, maybe it is. I don't know. But I like the the message of it. And that's the main thing. And I love that part where it says, send me, here I go. Anyone that says yes, to send me and here I go.
Yeah.
I love that part.
Well, I've gotten to where I like that song more all the time since we started using it. It's kind of funny how things catch on to you.
Yes, it is. It is.
Well, so, what do we got for tonight? We've got a program lined up.
We sure do, and I am so excited. I actually have here in the studio with me tonight, I have Miss Sonya Mercer. How are you, Sonya?
Oh. I am great.
Sonya, how are you?
I am fantastic.
Good. Wow.
Yes.
Well, I don't think y'all need me tonight.
Two
such talented women.
Well, thank you for the compliment.
On one stage. Yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna give a little testimony and then I'm gonna take off. I might come back in a little later, but what I understand about the program is that we're going to talk about songs that have ministered to us and at different times in our life. And I got to thinking back, Natalie, trying to figure out some of those songs. And some of them started coming to me, but I didn't know the name of them. I just kind of knew a little bit of the lyrics. And it's amazing how you move on in life, especially with music. Here I do. Whatever's popular at the moment is kind of where I'm at. But one of the songs that really has ministered to me is The Goodness of God. And it's kind of a new song. It's probably been popular for 6 months or longer. And, we sang it at our church, and there's a little phrase in there that starts off. It says, I love your voice.
Oh, yes.
It's talking about speaking to God. And, I love your voice. You've led me to, and I love that. Can be very emotional for me to even think about it, but he's been so faithful to me and my family and to my wife Annette. And it's just amazing as you go through life and you see that goodness being poured out on you. So that's kind of one of my favorite songs right at the moment, and that's my testimony, is that it has ministered to us in a big way.
Yes, that is a good song, and I think we ought to listen to that.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, all right. Well, we got our engineer. There we go. Here we go.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never failed me. All my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful, and all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest nights, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father, I've known you as a friend, and I have lived in the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful, and all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. Oh, your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I'm surrendered now, I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running.
If you think that voice sounds familiar, that's Mr. Rhett Walker, who does a song called Chainbreaker. And that's why you think you've heard him before. And that's my favorite version. So, Mark, I cheated. That was your song, but I picked my favorite singer.
Oh,
well, that's fine. I really thought when you were going to say that you were going to say that your own Mark Meek was singing it.
Well, that's what I tell you. What, I've never heard that version, yeah. And oh my goodness, you talk about breaking out in praise.
I love that man's voice. He sings with such passion.
Oh,
and so good.
And if you've seen the live video that he shot in a prison when he did Chainbreaker.
Oh, boy, man. We need to look that up. And so what's his name again?
Rhett Walker.
Rhett Walker. Okay. Oh, man. You know what? At the end of that song where it says, your goodness is running after me, I didn't realize it was part of that song. I don't know why, but gosh, I can just see it. You know, sometimes I think we just run from God, and even when we're running from God, he's running after us.
Absolutely.
His goodness is trying to chase us down, and that's what that made me think of at the end of the song.
I looked it up. It's Psalms 23:6. It says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That word follow right there means to pursue. He's going to chase. He's going to run after us all the days of our life.
Yes, amen.
His goodness, his mercy, his love, his grace. It's running after us, pursuing us.
Yes. And so, Mark, I can see, and actually, it's actually one of my favorites too, but, you know, I forget sometimes, but, so yeah, Mark, I can see how that has been a minister to you and to your family. Amen. Ministry.
Yeah. Well, I like that part there at the end where he talks about, with my life laid down, I surrender now.
Yes.
And you know, that I think that's a word that's kind of been lost in the Christian world, and that's the word surrender. And actually, I'm hearing lots of people bringing that word back up now. And I think God is so faithful, and you know, we begin to understand His goodness, then it makes it easy to surrender to Him. That whole song just carries so much meaning all the way through. Thanks, Sonia, for looking that scripture up. That is cool.
You are welcome.
Yeah, that's a good song. So Mark, you got another song or testimony, or we want to move over here to Sonia and see what she's got going?
Well, I've got a party with my grandsons, and they don't always get it all straight as to what time everything takes place. And so I'm going to run in here and have a party with them. I may come back in later on in the program. So,
well, that sounds
just
great.
Just move right on to Sonia.
All right. Well, you have a good night. Hey, thanks for being on.
Bye.
Well, as we move on, as you can tell tonight, we're wanting to talk about different seasons in our life and what we've been through, that how the music and the things that we have, that God either speaks to us through that or has strengthened us through that time. And so, Sonia, with that being said, I know that you have some of that you would like to share tonight.
Yes. Music is something that if I'm feeling down, if I'm feeling whatever, happy, sad, it don't matter. Music so can minister to my soul. And one of the songs that I said as soon as you asked me was Mend It by Matthew West.
Mm-hmm.
And it's most of my life I felt very broken, very
yes.
flawed, where you're just, God, if I could just go back and change that. And I was hearing of a story of a woman that she felt like God had told her to get this vase and to break it. And so after she breaks it, she said, okay, God, what now? And He says, now put it together, put it back. And so she's gluing it with her hot glue gun, putting it back together. He said, where you have begged for me to just forgive you, He says, I forgive you. And He says, and where you see the imperfections and mm-hmm. you can see the where it's not perfect, it's no longer perfect, He said, that's where I shine through. It's in your imperfections because you have ran to me. And I thought that song, so then Mend It, the song, I feel like that is so just who I am. It's the way He looks at me. It's not a broken woman. It's not a flawed woman, but He looks at me as whole, as a woman of God that He loves and
yes.
He chases after and He's pursuing, and He's chose me to be on His team. He chose me because He loves me.
That's right. You know, what came to mind as you were talking and you were saying that He shines through you, you know, and I know when He mends us, He can heal us in a way that it covers it. I'm trying to say that. But what I saw was this vessel and a light shining in the middle of it, but through the cracks.
Yes.
And that light was coming through every crack that it was in that vessel. And that's really the image that I got as you were talking. And so,
man,
that's really good. So I don't know that I know this song. And so let's listen to this.
When you see broken beyond repair, I see healing beyond belief. When you see too far gone, I see one step away from home. How many times can one heart?
never supposed to be this way. Look in the mirror, but you find someone you never thought you'd be. Oh, but I can still recognize the one I love in your tear-stained eyes. I know you might not see it now, so lift your eyes to me. I paid, and there's nothing you could ever do to lose what grace has won. So hold on, it's not the end. No, this is where love's work begins. I'm making all things new, and I will make a miracle of you. My child, my beloved, the new creation, you're becoming. You see the scars from when you fell, but I see the stories they will tell. You see worthless, but I see priceless. You see pain, but I see a purpose. You see unworthy, undeserving, but I see you through eyes of mercy. I see broken beyond repair. I see healing beyond belief. You're not too far gone. You're one step away from home. When you see nothing but damaged goods, I see something good in the making. I'm not finished yet. No. When you see wounded, I see mended.
Oh man, as I listen to that, I keep hearing and seeing is God saying, this is what you see, but I see you like this. Amen. And that, how often do we do that, Sonia? Is we always see ourselves for what we've done wrong rather than what Jesus did for us.
That's right. Just in seeing us, he sees us not in our brokenness and our flaws and our struggles. He sees us through the finished work of the cross, what Jesus did, which is whole, mended.
That's right. And I love also the message in that song where it was talking about he knows where we're going to go and what we're going to do. It wasn't worded like that, but that was the message of it. And, you know, I never had heard that song. And so that was actually mended by Matthew West. And so if those of you wanting to look that song up. But anyway, that is so good, because I think that is probably one of the things that holds most Christians back, is how they see themselves.
I think so. I think we disqualify ourselves, and we don't have to disqualify ourselves because he says, I've already done it. And so I love that part on the song that says, I make all things new.
Oh yeah.
And that's what he does. He makes all things new. It don't matter our bad choices if we'll run to him.
That's right. That's exactly right. And that's the choice we need to break, because, you know, sometimes your choice is, you have one or two choices, run to him or run away.
That's right.
And you'll stay in that brokenness when you choose to run away. But when you choose to run to him, and also I was thinking, again, this image of that light shining through the cracks, is that not how God heals those? Isn't that how he mends it? Is he uses that light to touch those areas that we have those cracks in our life and mended, but a word, I guess maybe because of this area that we're in, is I think of welded, you know, welded back together.
Yes.
And which is a form of mending, I know. But that's what I was thinking. But as that light shines through each area of those lives of those things, choices or things that you've been through,
He can shine.
He can, yes. And that, and as that light shines.
You know, I'm in the midst of reading a book and that's what she says. She says people want authentic. And in being in an authentic, the truth is be free to tell your story. So often we want to hold that story in. We don't want to share, but it's the very thing that opens people up to us that we can share the gospel.
That's right.
Jesus.
That's right. You know, that kind of goes about with one of the songs that's been on my heart. Actually, it really wasn't, as I was preparing for this program and the things that I wanted to talk about, I had already picked out these other songs. And as I was praying the other day and walking this song, God, I believe the Holy Spirit brought this song to my mind that I had forgot about. And it was back when I first started really following God and seeking him. And you know, in my life, and it's, the song is by Go Fish. It's You're My Little Girl. But, I had, you know, part of my testimony, but part of my testimony is I had an angry father that was abusive. And I'd been, had suffered different kinds of abuse in my life. And because of that, you feel broken and you feel less than.
Yeah.
And in wanting to be, you know, seeking God and wanting to do what you want him to do, but you've got this thing, all these things that are going on. So anyway, during this time, as I'm going through all of this, I'm feeling these, you know, like, you know, you know, just trying to walk through the process of healing. And I had never heard this song. And I'm one of those people, and my kids will tell you too, is whenever I clean the house, we'll have music going. And I don't even know it was a radio station. It must have been. I mean, that was a long time ago. It was before we had, you know, this fancy way of listening to music. And anyway, this song came on, and it literally brought me just to tears, and I just knew that God was ministering to me right there, that he was talking to me through this song. And so I want to listen to it real quick, but it's You're My Little Girl by Go Fish.
The ones you love, they let you down. I'm sorry, yeah. The choices that they made were wrong. You were caught in the middle and I'm sorry, yeah. So in the anger and the pain, get the best of you. I know it seems like you're all alone, but I am feeling it too. A child, blameless in my sight.
Just spend some time with me, and I'll make everything alright. 'Cause you're my little girl, you're the one that I created. No one in this world could ever be like you. When you're crying in the night, all you need to do is call me. I'll be there for you, 'cause you're my little girl. I know you don't deserve what you've been through, and I know it doesn't seem fair.
Wow. You know, I hadn't heard that song in a while. You know, God brought that to mind, and I didn't have time to listen to it before tonight. And as I sat there and listened, I know why I broke down, because I truly believe God came on at that time to apologize for everything that had happened to me, and that I was his little girl. And that he was with me, and that he hopes that when I look in the mirror, that he, that I see what he sees. And that so ministered to me at that time that, and I really did. I really felt like God was, you know, apologizing. And I think sometimes we need that. We need that apology. And God, I don't believe in coincidences. And I think that song Absolutely. Came on in just the right time.
Oh, that's a good song. I'd never heard that song ever. And so that was the first time, and I looked up, I was reading the lyrics, cause I had, on a first time song, I wanted
to be able
to
hear
it.
Right.
And so it made me think, sorry.
It's all right.
It made me think my mom would always call me her little girl. And I would just get so mad. I am no little girl. And now my mom's been gone 15 years. But, and then my dad, you know, being gone for 30 plus years, you know. And so it just made you, you know, he's a father to the fatherless.
That's right.
And so it was just more for me. I'm not an orphan.
That's right.
I am his little girl. And that is it. I was made in his image and in his likeness.
And he said, you are the one that I have created.
That's right.
And there is no one like you.
That's right.
And don't you think sometimes in our life that we try to be like other people? And God's saying that, no, I want you to be you. There's no one in this world like you.
That's right.
So be you. Be authentic, like That's what right. you were saying, and be authentically you.
And we don't have to compare ourselves, because the truth is, and I said this last time I was on the radio with you, he doesn't need another Sonia. And you don't need another Natalie.
That's right.
I don't need to compare myself with you. I need to look at the things that is so amazing about your life and celebrate you. But then there's really some great things that I bring to the table and celebrate those things. Because the truth is he made me to be me with all of my gifts, my talents, and my abilities. He chose me. And in that, I was made in his image and in his likeness.
That's right. And I think that we also should look at it. There may be areas that we may be lacking, but we shouldn't see that as a negative thing or as a less than thing. But that God puts people in our life that will make up in the areas of where we're lacking.
That's right.
And that's where you have the body of Christ, and that's where you have community and the people that you choose to be around that can be that.
That's right.
In those areas.
And you know, that's exactly right. Where I'm lacking, that could be the very strength that you have. And you're right. That's where we need to connect. And it's never a competition. But we lift each other up, because the fact is you're going to do things that I'm not called to do. And I'm going to do things that you're not called to do.
That's right.
And we need all of us to take the ball down the court so that we can reach as many people for the kingdom of God.
That's right. And if I see you doing well in something that I don't do well in, you know what? I'm going to cheer you on. I'm going to help you do what you need to do to complete that and be that sister in Christ for you, so that we can reach the race, the goal for which we've been called to, because we all have to do it together. We need each other.
We do. Amen.
And rather than seeing it as less than, or I should be more like that, or, you know, and how we see ourselves.
Amen. Yes, absolutely.
So, what other song do you happen to have that you'd like to share with us?
Known by Taryn Wells, I believe is his name. And it's just another song. So it kind of just goes right with my Mend It. And the truth is so as I've walked through a journey, really most of my Christian life, but really honestly, since I've had children and as things have progressed, of just as he's mended me, now to see I am fully known by God and I am loved just for who I am. And when you look at like Rahab, it's one of the most amazing stories in the Bible, because he chose Rahab. And to know the story of Rahab, not only did he choose Rahab, who was a prostitute, but he chose to send his lineage. His son would be her great, 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 great grandson. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And so I think he fully knew Rahab and he loved her. And that's the same thing in my life. He fully knows me. There's nobody else that knows me as well as he knows me.
That's right.
And he loves me, even in spite of my mistakes, my flaws, my brokenness, the things that I feel like don't meet the mark. He loves me just for who I am.
That's good. All right, so let's just listen to Known by Taryn Wells.
Inside me, and you call me out to pull me in. You tell me I can start again, and I don't need to keep on hiding. I'm fully known and loved by you. You won't let go, no matter what I do. And it's not one or the other. It's hard truth and ridiculous grace to be known, fully known and loved by you. I'm fully known and loved by you. It's so like you to keep pursuing. It's so like me to go astray. But you guard my heart with your truth, the kind of love that's bulletproof. And I surrender to your kindness. Oh, I'm fully known and loved by you. You won't let go, no matter what I do. And it's not one or the other. It's hard truth and ridiculous grace to be known, fully known and loved by you. I'm fully known and loved by you. How real, how wide, how rich, how high is your heart?
it's frightening. I'm fully known and loved by you.
Oh, wow. You know, as I was listening to that song, do you know what comes to mind is, as he's, and I don't know if this is the case, but this, he's realizing how much he's loved by God.
Yeah.
And God knows him. And, to know the love of God.
Yes.
And it says, why, it's hard truth and ridiculous grace to be fully known by you and loved. And all the things, how did he word it now? How all of the things that he has done for me, I can't even understand. And he said, a love that is bulletproof.
Isn't that good?
Oh my
so good.
Goodness.
You know, the scripture as you're reading that says that he died while we were yet sinners. That's love. That is love. That he would know we were going to mess up, that we were going to choose the wrong way, that we were going to whatever. And he still chose to love us enough to die.
That's right. That's right. And so I think about that. And do you believe that maybe since that's part of your testimony that you are, you know, part of that ministry to you in this song is you realize that God knows you and he loves you that much?
Oh, absolutely. To think that in how flawed of a human being I am, and everybody, not just Sonia, everybody
That's
is.
That's right.
But to know, I know my sins. I know my struggles. I know my flaws and what I have done. But he would still, throughout time, he chose this sperm, he chose this egg, and he chose to make Sonia. Why did he do that? He chose me and he loved me. He saw my face from the very beginning when he created the foundations of the world.
Yes.
And I think not only did he do that, but he knew I wasn't going to be perfect in it. And he still chose me.
That's right. And, you know, that makes me, and I know we all know the scripture, but I wanted to look it up. It's Psalms 139. Is it verse 1? But it's Psalms 139. I'm going to pull it up here real quick. But as I'm looking for this, is that's, I believe, once we as believers realize how much God loves us.
Yes.
Once we grasp that, well, and I don't actually know if we can actually fully get it, but I mean, you know, humanly speaking, when we can fully grasp it, that's when we're hook, line, and sinker in a way of saying, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. You know, that's what I said this morning. One encounter, one experience of his love, that you really encounter his love, you'll never walk away. You cannot be talked out of it because you have encountered the love that he has, which is so perfect, his love for us.
That's right. Okay, it's Psalms 139, verses 13. As I'm flipping through here, it says, you form my innermost being, shaping my delicate inside and my intricate outside, and wove them all together in my mother's womb. And that's what I think, and that's what helps me sometimes too is, you know, when we mess up, we don't make the right decision, or we've done something we shouldn't have done, or what am I even here for, or what's my purpose? You know what? I know one thing's for sure is God formed me in my mother's womb. It started, like what you said, with that sperm and that egg.
That's right.
That's right.
He could have made any other, he could have made a male, he could have made another female, but he chose me.
He chose Sonia.
Yeah. I love that. You know, that is one of my very favorite verses. I have meditated upon that verse because it's something that deeply, I've just felt so flawed, you know, in my life, and to just think, and that's what it says. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it. He made me perfectly. It's me and my human mind that can see the flaws, but that's not what he sees. He sees that finished work of the cross.
That's right. That's right. Well, as we go into this next song, it's Live Like That. Okay, I misspelled it, didn't I? Live Like That by Sidewalk Prophets. And so, Sonia, that's kind of, I think, one of the songs that you chose. And why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
That is, honestly, my life. I really, at the end of my life, I want people to say when they saw me, when they were with me, they encountered Jesus. And I want to make that kind of a mark on the world. And we went to a funeral. Aaron was a part of a funeral a few months ago in Borger. And it wasn't this song, but it was something like that. And then this song had come up on my list that I have. And I don't know, it just kind of is my anthem. God, that's what I want. I want at the end of my life, when all is said and done, that people can say she pointed me to Jesus, that she loved Jesus. And because she loved Jesus, she had the love of Jesus shed abroad in her toward everybody else. And so I pray that I make a mark on this world for the good.
That's right. So here is Live Like That by Sidewalk Prophets.
Sometimes I think, what will people say of me when I'm only just a memory? When I'm home where my soul belongs, was I loved but no one else would show up? Was I Jesus to the least of us? Was my worship more than just a song?
man. And what was the, you know, it's love. Is that not the central of it all is to yes. love? God, we talking about how much God loves us even when we're all messed up, but that's what we're supposed to do. That's we're right. supposed to show that same love that God showed us to the people around us because they need it too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, let it not be said about me that somebody walked away from Christ because of me, because I did not show the love of God to them.
That's right. You know what? I may not agree with everything that's about you. I may not like what you do, but you know what? I'm going to love you.
That's right.
I'm going to love you because Christ loved me, and I'm going to love you because of that.
That's right.
And you know, I was thinking about the message this morning. I believe it was a message where he said, those that have been forgiven much, love much.
Yes.
And you know, when you think about that, isn't that, I mean, really, it's the truth. And he was talking about the lady that came in and used the oil.
Yes.
A year's worth of wages to wash Jesus' feet.
Yes.
Because of who she was, and she loved.
That's right.
Like that. Yeah. She had been forgiven much, and so she loved much.
That's right.
And that's what that song talks about.
It does. We're called to love. And how will the world see Jesus? It's just through our love walk. I'm not called to right the wrong, but I am called to love.
That's right. And how many times do we want to right the wrong?
Too many times.
I was going to say, do you want to be right?
That's it.
Or do you want to walk in love?
And you know, really, so when we get to heaven, so I've righted every wrong. I've spoke the truth and told it how it is. When I get to heaven, there's no rewards for that. God's not like, oh, yay, way to go, Sonia. But that I love somebody, even when it was difficult, that's where the rewards are. That's when we're handed the rewards to lay at the feet of Jesus.
That's right. And it makes me think of that verse, is running the race as though, okay, so I think I'm putting two verses together, but with a cloud of witnesses. Who's our witnesses? Our witnesses are those in heaven. And so are we running that race that we're loving people and doing those things and being the love and being Jesus to those people, that our cloud of witnesses in heaven are clapping
that's
and
it.
Cheering us on in our race, because that's what we're in. We're in a race. We're in the race.
You know, what hits me is there's been a couple of times in life that things were really, it was hard. And in that, I remember like when Aaron was in the hospital and he was sick. He had, you know, almost died. And I remember going down to the cafeteria to get something to eat, and the world around you is laughing, and they're, you know, it's the workers and the different things. And you just kind of have that, or I had that kind of come on me. Does nobody know that I'm hurting, that I'm struggling? You know what
yes.
I mean? And I don't know, that kind of hits me, because I think you don't know of the person you encounter, even if they got a smile on their face. You do not know what they are walking through. And the very thing that you say of how you can love them could be the thing that changes everything for them, and that they find Jesus.
That's right.
And when I get to heaven, that is accredited to my account. And because I chose to love. And sometimes we love when we're in the midst of, we're at the hospital and our husband has just taken a fall. Sometimes we're still the ones that we love, even in the midst of when we're walking through the hardships.
That's right. And you know, as you talk about your husband going through that time, and I know that testimony about how God healed him and how God had saved him, because I knew it looked dark during that time. And it reminds me of the song, the next song that actually in my mind that I wanted to share. You know, because when God does things, as God is doing things in our life, we begin to forget. And so as I was I had a doctor's appointment, a yearly exam, the normal thing that all women go through. And she says, okay, wait, there's something not right. I see something in there, and we need to send you to a specialist. And of course, you know, they don't get you into the specialist the next day. And so what do you begin to do? You begin to wonder and your mind goes crazy. And as you're doing that, I think sometimes we forget what God has already done for us. And we go, and so what do I do? I start thinking about this. Of course, my husband, he's really trying to say, no, honey, everything's fine. Everything's okay. And so I was actually in the salon one day and they actually had music playing and it was Do It Again. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I had heard the song before, but I knew right then that God was saying, Natalie, I've done it before. And I'll do it again.
Amen.
And put your trust in me. So let's listen to this song, Do It Again, by Elevation.
Walking around these walls, I thought by now they'd fall. But you have never failed me yet.
You know, and that is just it. God has never failed me yet. And you know, you think about that song, it's about standing on His promises.
Amen.
Isn't that what we do? Is we stand on what the Word says and not what the world says. Mm-hmm. Word, not the world. And, you know, just to let everybody know, everything turned out okay after I went back to the doctor and, you know, and eventually. And I think it was just God saying, look, Natalie, I love you. I'm going to take care of you. Yeah. And everything's going to be okay.
God is so faithful. I think throughout the years, that is one of my favorite songs as well. Most worship songs, so it can be one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Especially the season you're in. But I think I just listened to that song. That has been on my repeat over the last couple of weeks. I have watched God take care of us financially over little bitty things and ginormous things.
Mm-hmm.
But then you go through you're back in the deep valley and you're feeling the tense moments of whatever. And you can forget, but that song is so good. He's
right.
Never, matter of fact, I wrote this down. Your promises still stand. Great is your faithfulness. He's always been faithful. I have never seen him forsake us. And that's what he says. I've never forsaken the righteous nor found their children begging for bread.
That's right.
He's faithful.
He says he will never leave us nor forsake us.
That's right.
That's right. Well, we're actually out of time. You know, I'm really having a really good time. I've really enjoyed sharing these stories with you.
Yeah.
And I hope our listeners were blessed by tonight's show. Actually, I think I would like to do just a really quick prayer before we close out. And Father, I just thank you for this opportunity to just come and just talk about your goodness and your love. And Father, I just pray that reaches out to those people that are all around us, that they receive your love, Lord, and that they have an encounter with you. And we just earnestly seek that in Jesus' name for them.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. And so this program is actually going to be posted on our website. It's live tonight, but if you want to go back and listen to it and maybe get some of the songs or things like that, or if you'd like somebody else to listen to it, we do have our website, which is sundaynightlive.org. Also, on that website, I really would encourage you, if this show has blessed you in any way, or if you have a testimony or anything like that, please reach out to us and email us. We really would like to hear from you.
And your email address is on the website, as well as links to the Kingdom Keys Network, which has an app, so if you want to listen on the go, they have that as well.
That's
as
right.
Well as the links to Cornerstone Church, where we're originating. And we have an app, and you can listen to this program on the app as well. So it's all there for you online.
That's right. Have a good night, everybody. We'll see you next week.
We'll see you all next week.
God is on-